Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, July 29th through Thursday, August 4th, 2022. July 29th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, there are different ways of condoning or condemning sin in the world and in the lives of those around you. One way of condoning any sin is to ignore its existence. If you do not address the possibility of sin in any given situation, it is the same as condoning it. Be outspoken as to the presence of sin around you. This is the only way to convict hearts as to the path they are following. Never allow concern for unpopularity of your opinions to deter you. If you stand for righteousness, my support is all you need. If you do not condemn sin, you have a grave responsibility before me. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20. As for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest may stand in fear. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. July 30th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I continue to feed my children through the bounty of these messages. It is up to each soul to use what I so generously give towards their own salvation. Do not disregard the counsel of these messages, but with a willing heart embrace the path of salvation they lead you upon. No soul is hopeless until he has breathed his last breath in iniquity. Therefore, I reach out to every soul through the instrument of these messages to grab souls from the path of perdition. I urge the world population to use the grace of these messages towards their own salvation. This would put an end to greed, aggression, hatred, and violence. All would live as one under the embrace of my commandments. My assistance in man's every need would be apparent and speedy. Faith would not be challenged, but upheld. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 31st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, realize in your hearts that the foundation of every sin is disordered self-love. Then search your hearts for any areas of pride where this self-love has flourished out of control. Perhaps it is love of possessions or appearance. Perhaps it is love of an esteemed reputation. These are all things which are passing and of no account in heaven. Surrender the love you have of such things and replace them in your heart with a deeper love of me. These superficial things consume time and attention which should be filled with love of me and not things of the world. Pray to place in your heart a love of me and your place in heaven, which I have prepared for you. Let your every goal be obtaining this place in heaven, which I am saving just for you. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 1st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, be firm in your resolve to surrender to me each present moment. Those of you who are not careful to live a fully consecrated life will find themselves slipping into sin more and more often. Find new ways to show me you love me. Think of new sacrifices that each present moment offers you. My arms and my divine heart are open to the smallest sacrifice you surrender to me. Anything that is given to me with love is a worthy sacrifice. Like you, I await the day all of your sacrifices will combine to bring about the triumph of good over evil. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 2nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, keep your heads above the water of that which is presented to you as news. Very often, it is sorted out as propaganda, intent on focusing on one aspect in order to manipulate the thinking of the majority. Such is the case with gun control. Violence has been with you as long as there has been good versus evil. The sobering fact is, honesty has a need to defend itself against the evil opposition afloat in the world today. This is a perverse generation, intent on making its mark in history as the free thinkers who make their own moral path. The truth is, I have laid out the path of righteousness in my commandments for all generations. My commandments are not choices, but laws from an omnipotent God, a God whose patience is running out. Do not accept violence as a choice. Righteousness is the only choice that counts. All truth supports this. Do not allow sin to be a concept from the past, but ever present in a world where good versus evil pulls at every heart. Ask the assistance of your angels to help you to choose good over evil. A note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 3rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, you are living in the midst of a perverse generation. Every type of sin is deemed as acceptable. My commandments have been trampled under the foot of disobedience. Those of you who pray must pray for the courage to stand out and make a difference. This is the only way to convict the conscience of the world. Be reflections of my love and forgiveness. Show my mercy to those who injure you. This is the way to attract others to the confines of my heart. This is the way to help unbelievers to know me. As long as you are my love and mercy in the world, you are living according to my divine will in the present moment. Then I am with you and leading you in my will. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 4th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, whatever the turmoil in your hearts in this present moment, surrender it all to me now. Choose the path of action least resistant to my grace. That is the path of success. Do not change your hearts or your minds halfway through a course of action. Persevere in my grace. I am walking with you both in troubled times and in peaceful times. I am experiencing with you the response of the world around you. Be courageous in your efforts to please me. My grace is your ally. In all ways, great and small, trust me. A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But I have trusted in your merciful love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 5th, 2022, the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major, Blessed Mother's true birthday. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, praise be to Jesus. Today I contemplate my own nativity. I give all praise and thanksgiving to the Father who made me the fruit of the Immaculate Conception. When you pray today, join me in this grateful thanksgiving, without which there would be no incarnation of the Eternal Word.